So a couple of months after I had shingles at the age of 27. Once you have the chicken pox, it's in your body and anybody can get it. Seriously, it hurts. I went to one of my favorite places in the world, which is Costa Rica. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's quiet. There aren't a lot of people there, which is why I love it. I've been a couple times. I had gone a couple years before this with a friend, and you know, there's no one on the beaches, and you're in solitude, but you might be with a friend. And I take my blanket and move 5 feet to the left of hers because I didn't want to be near anybody, and she was insulted because there's already nobody there. So again, I'm in Costa Rica and I love it. There's nobody there. It's our first day there. We get to the beach and I'm really like being by myself. So I like to go out past the breakers and swim really far, even when there aren't like no one nearby, which some people think is unsafe, but I think it's fun. So I jump in the water, but it's really like the surf is really rough. So I think, okay, whatever. It's my first day here. I'll just take it easy. So I walk out towards the, head back in because we hadn't eaten anything. We just got there, just got off the plane. And I get out of the water and I'm immediately on my knees because I can't feel my leg. And I have no fucking clue what to do because I'm somewhere pretty much by myself because that's where I like to be. Until I realize, God, something really beautiful about being around people who can help you. And this woman walks by. She's maybe like 100 feet away, and she's fucking American and doesn't care about me, and she's the only one that I can see. The friend that I'm with like went to go to the bathroom in the rainforest or something. So I'm just laying there, and there's like water like gently brushing up against my calves as I'm lying there, and I can't move. And I turn to look at my... It's over here, my left foot, and it's just gushing blood like I've never seen before. And so eventually my friend comes back from using the bathroom, and she's a nurse, so I feel really great about that because, you know, there's nobody around, but one of them is a nurse. And she's like, well, I don't know. What do we have with us that we can use to help us? And I was like, I have this sarong. So we... because it's Costa Rica. You always wear a sarong when you're in Costa Rica because it's like what you do when you're at home, right? You know? So we take the sarong. She's like, let's make a, I don't know, is that a tourniquet or something? It's whatever. The thing you wrap around to like help the blood stay where it's supposed to stay. And we walk like a mile back to the to our hostel. And that was really hard. Usually I think the rainforest is like a pretty nice place, but when the leaves are like poking your nerves and it's really painful. It's still cool. It's just a lot more painful. And we go back to our hostel. Both of us are really hungry. I just lay down on the mildewy bed and just like pass out. And she's like, Do you want to go out? I'm like, I just can't feel my leg. It's feeling a little sick. I'm just gonna lay here. So I stay there for a while. She comes back. She's like, yeah, this town's kind of like dead. I'm like, okay, well, let's just go to the next town, because that's what you do when you're in Costa Rica. Right, dude? Yeah. So we go to the next town, and, you know, we find this hostel where they provide their energy sources poop. So good for the body and energy. And on their dry erase board, because it's a hostel, on their dry erase board, it says, remember the stingray shuffle. I'm like, huh, that seems important. And I turn to the hostel owner and I say, tell me about this stingray shuffle. And she said, well, when you're walking out of the water, that's where a lot of the stingrays hang out. So you have to pretend like you're walking in your, like when you're a little kid and you try on your dad's shoes. And I was like, who does that? But remember this, folks. You try on your dad's shoes and your feet are so small that you can't pick your heels up off the ground, and you just walk like this. Because then that scares away all the stingrays that are there, and then you won't get stung by a stingray. which is probably what happened to me. And let me tell you guys, it's no fun. So, Steve Irwin could not avoid the stingray shuffle, or the stingray with the shuffle, but you guys can, so be really careful out there, okay? Shuffle.